The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a plea calling for the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir, news agency ANI reported. The request was made on Thursday by advocate Gopal Shankar Narayan, who sought an urgent listing of the case. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud confirmed that the matter will be scheduled for a hearing soon. According to ANI, the application, submitted by college lecturer Zahoor Ahmed Bhatt and activist Khurshed Ahmad Malik, urges the restoration of statehood within 2 months. It highlights that despite the Union government's earlier assurance, no steps have been taken in the 10 months following the Supreme Court's decision on the abrogation of Article 370. This plea was filed in the already concluded case concerning the revocation of Article 370, which the Supreme Court had upheld, ANI stated. The petitioners, represented by advocate Soyaib Qureshi, expressed concern that the delay in restoring statehood is infringing upon the rights of the people of Jammu and Kashmir and undermining the federal structure, a key part of India's constitution. The application further asserts that the failure to restore statehood is gravely affecting the democratic rights of Jammu and Kashmir's citizens. It argues that the peaceful conduct of recent elections in the region shows that there are no security concerns that would prevent the immediate restoration of statehood. The plea warns that if the court does not intervene soon, it could further damage the country's federal system and restrict democratic governance in Jammu and Kashmir. The downgrade of the region to union territory status has resulted in a diminished form of elected government, which may soon come into effect following the conclusion of assembly elections. Additionally, the petition claims that the ongoing delay violates the fundamental rights of Jammu and Kashmir's citizens and jeopardizes both its democratic structure and territorial integrity. It stresses the importance of restoring the state's federal relationship with the Union of India, allowing it to retain its autonomy and continue playing a key role in the nation's overall development, and the plea concludes that timely restoration is vital for Jammu and Kashmir's stability and identity within the Indian Union, and, with inputs from ANI.